Lenny on the island.
Hey, Trez, how you guys doing up there?
Hey, you got the whole crew, my brother.
Hey, well, I drive an oil truck also, and I can't believe AJ and you didn't even think of this one.
What's that?
How many times you'll pass a school bus stop, or you get see kids getting out of a car going into a deli, and a day like this, they got shorts on. Shorts and like a light hooded jacket. Okay, talk about geniuses. That's what you got.
Because they're cool, that's why.
Right.
Geniuses, or they can, they're not pussies.
Yeah, they're not smart enough to stay home.
Right.
We never did that. We never had the bus stop in front of our house.
No.
It's amazing what they do now. I'm telling you, I go down the road, and I'm sure just like everybody else, you get the school bus driver, they got one kid getting on the bus, they got to talk for 20 minutes. You beat the horn, and you're a bad guy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hate it when that happens.
Now, we had like two bus stops my entire block.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We used to walk to the bus stop. There was no such thing.
Yeah.
And if you missed the bus, you walked to school because you didn't want your mother dropping you off because everybody ragged on you the rest of the day.
Or you ran for the other bus stop as fast as you could, cutting through everybody's properties.
That's what I would do.
Yep. Yeah.
Really. Okay, guys.
Lenny,
gotta
thank
go to work.
You.
Thanks, Len.
Right.
Talk to you later.
Yep.
See, Lenny's got to go to work.
Exactly.
Like a man.
No, wussy.
Beef man.
Hey, AJ, we could solve this controversy very easily. Why don't you go out to a bus stop and hang out there and wait for a school bus?
Sure.
Really?
Sure.
Yeah, let's see.
I like how you know what? I got to propose. I'm going to propose this with you. You'll wait with me.
Since this is your
brilliant idea.
You want me to wait with you?
Yeah.
Hold it.
I love when you get mad.
Damn tamale.
No, I love how people come up with these ideas. They come up with these ideas for me. But it's like, okay, if you want me to, then wait with me.
You have to be happy I loaded that dump machine today.
Thank God.
Yes, I am. Sorry about that.
AJ just dropped the F-bomb.
No, because I knew it was going to happen. It's going to be one of these geniuses that are going to turn around and say, well, why don't you wait outside?
Are you like... Are you being sarcastic? Are you calling me, like, stupid or something? Or what?
No, I'm being sarcastic. We're friends. You know that. But,
you're saying sarcastic. Everybody.
You are smart. I'm just saying everybody has this idea. Right away, send AJ outside. So if you want to do that, we'll both do it.
No, well, what he's saying is, if the kids can sit out there for an hour waiting for a bus, why don't you try it?
The kids aren't waiting an hour anyway at a bus stop. The bus goes to everybody's house nowadays. You've been stuck behind a bus. It goes up one house, kid gets out. Goes up one house, kid gets out.
They do stop a house to house. But still, if you get there early enough, you can wait there for 20 minutes, right?
Hey, I would wait there the same time the kids have to wait there.
Phil, you have to grab that audio.
Well, the kids are waiting in a car a lot of times, you know?
I think if you're listening on the app or watching Chaz and AJ TV, you got it.
You just drove into the woods.
Anyway, it is 1 degree right now. I'm in Middletown going up to Hartford, so it's chilly.
It's cold. I know that. But then why have school in the winter? It's going to be cold a lot of days.
I'm usually on AJ's bandwagon, but I do think it's very cold today. And
No. It's
dangerous.
Fine. It's fine. It's fine.
AJ, there's nothing wrong with a delay for a couple hours.
A delay. There's a delay, but there are some folks who like the kitchen go to school at all when it's cold. Then you know what? They cancel school for the winter.
On a cold day like this, I would play hooky. I don't know.
See, I had to go. Okay. I had to stand out there like everybody else.
Yeah, okay.
All right, guys. You take care.
You too.
Okay.
It's like, that's right with you. That's everybody's idea immediately. Send me outside. Oh, okay. Well, you know what? No. Okay? You went to school. I went to school in the cold. You can't tell your boss, hey, it's too cold outside. I can't go to work. You know what he says? Then don't bother coming to work anymore. You're fired. That's what happens. That's real world, okay? What's going to happen with these kids? What if they're in the military? Camp Frostbite or something like that. Sorry, we can't go outside right now because it's cold outside.
Is that from a cartoon?
Whatever.
Camp Frostbite. I gotta look
there it up. Are people. Yes, it's from Breezy Sneasley off McGillicorilla. But listen, I'm just using a reference point.
Oh, that's actually
there are
show.
There are people who are stationed in Arctic temperatures.
Right.
Okay.
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 And there are people. Police officers have to be out there. Firemen. Sorry, we can't come because it's too cold outside and we're working with
right,
water.
You have to die.
Water.
Exactly. No. You know why? Because they're men. And the ladies are women. Wait, they're not wish bunnies.
Wait. I want that shirt.
You're saying men are men and women are women.
And they're both very tough. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. They're both very tough. They're not going to turn around and be like, oh, it's too cold outside. Oh, you had a car accident? Well, we're going to come over there and take everybody's information when it warms up a bit. No.
We have a two-hour delay.
They get out there and they do their job because they're brave people. What happened to the world? What happened? When did this start? We became pussies. When did this happen? Enough of your freaking safe space and crap. Get outside. I mean, the world's gone nuts.
You wouldn't last 5 minutes as an educator.
That's why I would go for the job.
AJ, how's that New Year's resolution?
I'm soon as Sharpville.
No, I'm loving every second of this. Let him talk.
You know what? I bet you I'm echoing a lot of people's thoughts right now. Yeah. The world has gone insane.
You're echoing down the hallway right now.
The world has gone insane. Are you crazy?
And ladies became women.
Men are men and... The women are women.
I don't want to leave the women out because, you know, there are lots of brave women, police officers and firefighters.
Is there anything more manly than men?
Anything more annoying than you guys?
What am I saying?
I agree with you.
I'm just saying that the world has gone crazy.
Yeah.
I'm on your side, buddy.
You think this happens on like Eastern Europe? No. Oh no, Olaf, you're going to school.
Oh,
like I said, think of the Eskimo kids.
Right.
They got to stand outside. They got no school bus. Then they go home to an igloo.
You know, it's hard to make a case that the world's going crazy when you sound crazy.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you, Alan.
Dumbass.
Brought to you by purplefuels.com. When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com.
Yeah!
I was thumbing through YouTube yesterday.
Yes.
And I found a bunch of fun, hysterical live TV news moments. Thank you. Let's start with a prized possession hitting the floor.
I just kept hearing it. I'm ducking and everything. Died in the house. I got scared. I dropped my hot pocket.
That's pretty bad. You dropped your hot pocket, though.
That's when you know it's a 10 on a 10 scale.
Exactly. Yeah, when you drop your hot pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It depends upon the hot pocket. You don't know if you can recover. You know
exactly,
what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Is it ham and cheese? Was it pepperoni and tomato?
If it's
I don't
the
know.
Pizza one, man, you just jump out a window. It's over.
I think you pick it up.
It depends on what kind of floor you dropped it on. Like if the dog's been walking through there or you have muddy feet, yeah, you can't go back there.
Mm.
In which case, then it's the only hot pocket you got, you're screwed.
If you were drinking, you didn't care.
Yeah. This is true, yeah.
It depends on where you are in life.
Eat around you know? It, yeah.
And how much alcohol you have in you, too. Yeah. I dropped
and
some
and
stuff.
And what's left in the fridge. There's a whole math equation.
Absolutely.
Do I have another one?
Yeah.
Right. Like AJ said, is there dirt all over the floor?
Exactly. Maybe just eat
it. Am I going to pick it up? And am I going to have to brush dog hair off?
Yeah, or cat hair, or worse. Yeah, exactly.
And hot pocket with sprinkles.
In which case, what you do then is just slice the hot pocket, eat the insides out of it.
Oh, all right.
Like it becomes a bowl.
The lava part, you mean?
Exactly. Wait for the cool off, obviously.
This is, I'm not proud of this. When I was a kid, I had one of those Carvel ice cream sandwiches.
Okay.
Yeah. The round ones.
The saucers.
The
flying saucers with bomb.
And I'm licking part of it, right?
Yep,
and it's just getting soft.
Right.
It's getting to the sweet spot.
Right.
And my dog jumps on the bed. And it falls and it rolls across the bed down onto the floor.
Because the flying saucer is round, it'll do that.
You're supposed to fly.
That's how the wheel
and
is
you
invented.
Picked it up?
I pick it up, and every spot where there's ice cream, there's dog hair.
Right.
No.
Oh, no. So
where are you going
it
with
was
this?
The last one.
Well,
I did the math. I went to the sink.
Yep.
And I extracted all the dog hair. And I started eating it. And from the other room, I hear my brother say, You're gross.
he
saw you.
So basically, you did the lathe thing where you spun it and your finger took stuff off.
Exactly.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, it's like pottery.
Yes.
The ice cream underneath still good?
That ice cream that was touched by the hair was gone.
Today's kids nowadays would demand a new one.
Yeah.
You're the kids today.
Yeah.
I would have gave it to the dog, let him lick out the outside layer, and then go from there.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's your dog.
See? Yeah. Share. They say a dog's saliva is cleaner than people's saliva. Yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
See?
Yeah. Dog that licks his butt all day. For
that's
sure.
What they say, Phil.
I believe you.
I'm not saying that.
That's
hey, where
science.
Did that chocolate sounds squirrel
like,
come from?
Sounds like Phil's jealous, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What timing by your brother, though? He waits for you to get everything, take the first bite, and then I'm going to pass judgment now.
Yeah. That's what brothers do.
That's the time.
And you continue to eat it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're ready.
You're ready.
Finished that whole thing, licked my fingers.
You've already been sinned.
Yeah, you're ready. Yeah, why stop
now? It's not going to get any worse than this.
Exactly.
I got to read you this text thread because Jennifer will not call in.
Uh-oh.
This is going back to Dumbass News. Right after we were done, I told the story of the flying saucer.
Yes.
The Carvel dropped dog hair. I wiped the dog hair off and ate it.
Exactly right.
She texted me.
A similar story.
Flying saucer story was stupid funny. I wrote, thank you, honey.
Nice.
She wrote, confession. I ate a slice of cheese off the kitchen floor 3 days ago and had cat hair all in my mouth.
What kind of cheese?
American cheese.
Oh, so it was like the flat slice?
Yeah.
Oh, so the whole thing.
That's like a lot of
surface
area.
And it's like
area.
Sticky. Yeah.
Here's the outrage.
Right.
We have a whole pile.
Right.
You could just go in and grab another slice.
She didn't want to be wasteful.
Mm.
I said, it's the adventure.
I said, call in. She said no.
No. Right now she's regretting this text.
She said, I'm on the shuttle. I'm not announcing that on the shuttle surrounded by strangers.
That right? I ate hairy cheese.
Well, trust me, after you say that, no one will sit next to you. You're good.
Right?
Oh, my God. Like parting the Red Seas. Yeah. Where they all go?
That woman's a sicko.
See that?
Hairy cheese.
You were meant to be.
I didn't realize there was cat hair until I swallowed the cheese.
Yeah.
What are you thinking right now?
When there's a
I have so many
fresh
jokes that I can't tell.
Really?
Why?
You have to hit the dump? Or
oh, yeah. You're going to have to hit the dump.
Oh, come on.
Morality button.
The morality button.
Gotcha. We don't have one.
We don't have that.
Yeah. I don't know.
More morals.
Yeah. Where is the morality button?
We don't have one here.
There's not one in this.
In this group? Oh, hell no.
I don't know. When there's a whole pound of cheese and something hits the floor, why wouldn't you just throw that in the garbage?
It's a knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah.
You see the cheese go down.
Because she lives with Chad. Mm-hmm. She knows the next day.
It looks good.
See, you know what's funny, AJ? If Pam did this, you would not be saying that. You'd be like, that's gross.
Yeah, that is a good point.
Well, she did back me up one time, so I got to back her up.
Ah, okay. Yeah. She wasn't a rat of Instagram.
Exactly, right.
Have you ever dropped food?
Oh, yeah.
Ate it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, hell yeah. Olives? All the time, making a martini. Boom, I missed it. Yeah. It goes back in the martini.
Yeah,
because you know I don't have very many of the blue cheese stuffed olives. I'm not wasting that sucker. It's going in alcohol. Boom.
Yeah, right. Vodka
and
kills
the alcohol
it.
Cleans,
yeah,
right?
But do you wash it off?
I'll rinse it quickly.
Yeah. He licks it.
Okay. But I have
he licks off all this stuff.
But I have. But
now it's clean.
But
now it could go in my drink. Now I can put it in my mouth.
But I have picked something up, gave it a quick, cursory look, and threw it in my mouth.
Oh, my God.
If I don't see anything like tentacles sticking off it, like hair, it goes in my mouth.
Yep. Come on. When you were younger, you've eaten things and didn't even know their name.
Yeah, this is truth.
Everybody's on it.
All right. Last slice of pizza, you're starving.
Yeah.
You
drop it
face first on the floor.
You pick it up and eat it.
Dude, you gotta eat it. Right?
You got to.
I've eaten pizza at a party in the morning after waking up. No lie. I'm eating it, and all of a sudden I get to a cigarette where somebody put their cigarette out in it. I ate around it.
You eat around it.
I went all the way to the crust. So I was like,
eh. Kept going.
How do you not see that?
I was like, it's like smoky pepperoni.
Exactly. Right. It's a pizza with everything on it.
It's like barbecue.
Exactly.
It was menthol. It had a minty smokehouse.
Trust me, everybody does it.
Pam, have you done that?
I mean, is this even a question? Of course.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Let me rephrase the question.
Yeah. I am not a wasteful person.
Give us your best one.
Oh, God. Okay.
Soup out of your bra.
Yeah.
Cup of soup.
Two bowls. She uses that as a strainer.
Two bowls.
Well, there was a time that somebody threw out my food into the trash can here at the office, and I took it out of the trash can and I ate it.
Did Phil witness that?
Yes. That's the only reason we know that happened.
I didn't think anyone was around.
You're like George Costanza with the éclair.
Yeah. That was sitting right on top of the garbage.
Right.
Still in a doily.
Right.
Yeah. I dug still in. There were things on top of it. I dug in. I grabbed it. I was hungry. Sent an email out. Who threw out my food?
What was it?
It was Chinese food that I had ordered. They thought it was old. I just put it in there that morning.
In the fridge?
In the fridge. I put it in the work fridge.
Yeah, the one time of the year they actually clean the fridge.
Yep. But they didn't send out an announcement like, hey, we're cleaning the fridge.
Which normally do.
Right. It was one lady was on a rampage, and she threw out everything
what
in the fridge. Rowena, who used to work here.
Wow.
Well, sure, you
certainly. She'd be the last person I would think would want a clean fridge.
Yeah, really.
Yep. So she threw my Chinese food out, and I was in the fridge looking for it. I'm like, where is it? So I was like, let me just look in the trash. And I didn't think anybody was around me, and there it was. And I was like, whatever, it's still in the packaging.
In the cardboard box?
It was in the box, yeah.
But the MSG keeps it safe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, it preserves it.
It kills
it.
Everything.
It can't.
It's like penicillin.
It is, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You're not going to die.
Rowena.
Right.
Yeah. And then I sent her an email, and I was like, hey, you threw out my food. So she gave me a gift certificate to a restaurant. So I made out.
That works.
See? No harm done.
Yeah, she works at the city of Bridgeport now. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she's not cleaning that for a job.
No, she's not.
Sean and Milford.
Good morning, gang. How you doing?
Yay.
All right, so here we are up in New Hampshire working on my buddy's house for a long weekend. We go out one night. My buddy buys dinner and everything for us. The one guy we're with, he's a pretty heavy drinker. He drinks a bunch at dinner, gets a good buzz on. We go back to the house. He makes this huge white Russian. It was like a quart cup or something. Oh, my God.
Why do you got to bring race into this, sir?
So we're sitting there in the living room. My buddy's got like three dogs, and they all shed like.
Why don't you start at the end?
Right, so dog shed. Right.
Dog hair, food. What happened?
Oh yeah. So we're on the couch, laughing, having a good time. He spills the white Russian. The ice cubes go everywhere. He picks them up, looks at them. They're covered in hair. My buddy goes, "You want me to shave that first?" Nah, I got it. He throws it right back in the drink and drinks it.
Nice.
That's tough.
It's hardcore.
Because ice cubes.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Not hard to get.
Right.
Couple steps.
Oh, right. I was laughing so hard. I fell off the couch. I haven't laughed that hard in a long time.
And then you were covered in hair. And somebody licked you.
That's right. No shaved ice here.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Sean.
All right, good. All right. Yep.
What dude's drinking a white Russian anyway?
I don't know.
A drunk one.
I do it if I'm on vacation.
Yeah, nobody's watching.
And I've had, it's kind of like that.
It's like dance with your hands up.
It's like being on a scooter. Like, you're cool until your friends see you.
Right.
No, but I'll do it if I don't drink like this anymore, but like you would drink 3 days, 4 days in a row.
Binge, yeah.
And
I don't drink like this anymore until this weekend.
Yeah. I need to come back.
Right.
And I would do that one to kind of come back. Like, I have alcohol.
That's my rally drink.
Mixed with milk.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a dairy drink.
I already told your story.
Hi.
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 Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Fine.
Okay. Yes. I'm very
You sound
sorry,
a little
honey.
Fuzzy.
A little cheesy.
Hey, listen. You know, a couple weeks ago, I made my cornbread, and Jazz was like, "I don't want to eat the rest of it. I don't want the calories." I'm like, "Okay, just dump it in the garbage." And he took it and he dumped it in the garbage.
What the
heck? No. But you know what he did? I think he may have eaten out of the garbage before, because when he took it and he dumped it in the garbage, he dumped it and then he pushed it way down and put other garbage on top of it. He's like, "Okay, now I won't want it."
That's right.
He
if
totally
it was sitting on top, I'd be sitting on the couch,
you ate out of
and
the
it
garbage.
Would be yelling at me, and I would hear it.
Tools!
Yeah.
He's
I would go get it.
Eat me!
Yep.
I'll rescue cornbread!
And he's getting on you a bunch of hairy cheese.
Yeah.
I didn't bring it in because I know you guys are, all watching your figures.
Exactly.
When did I say that?
I'll make it bad.
There you go.
My favorite cornbread.
I know. I love that stuff.
You know what the bad thing is though, as far as the cheese that I ate off the floor, I knew better because it's cheese. And if there's a little square of cheese, you know it's moist. You know it's going to it's like stick to anything that's on the floor.
It's like flypaper. It's the flypaper of food.
It really is.
Exactly.
You can throw it against the wall and stay there.
Exactly. Yep.
There's only a few things in life that are moist and hairy that I'd want to eat off the floor. And cheese is not one of them.
Can I hang up now?
Jimmy Coppola's Live Nation concert got on the show. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Hello.
Excellent. Have you ever had to cancel a concert because it was too cold or pipes burst somewhere?
Not that I can remember. No, I don't think so. I don't think I ever did, but I don't remember it being this cold.
Yeah.
Right.
Snow. I'm sure so many that you probably can't even remember.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've done tons of snow. Yeah, we cancel for snow easy. Whether the band's in town or not in town, it doesn't matter. We cancel.
Really?
Have you ever had a situation here in Connecticut where it's fine, but they're stuck in snow somewhere, like Buffalo or whatever?
You know, it's funny. My first concert I ever did, I had that problem. My very first concert. But
what was that?
Actually, it was my second concert I ever did.
Steppenwolf?
First was Steppenwolf. Second was going to be Blood, Sweat, and Tears and Brooklyn Bridge. And Blood, Sweat, and Tears in January got snowed in Chicago. So all I had was the Brooklyn Bridge, which was the opening act. So all I did was have the opening act play. And then Blood, Sweat, and Tears came in with canned heat the next time.
They needed heat. Blood, sweat, and ice.
So what happens then? The people who saw the opener, do they get their money? Do they go to the canned heat show?
How does that work? I ended up doing... Everybody who was at the original show got a free show. And I honored the tickets for the next show.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's I didn't know what I was doing. Now I'd never do that.
He was still learning back then.
What show did you make the most money on, and what show did you make the least amount of money on or lost money?
Well, I've lost a lot of money on a lot of shows. I've lost hundreds of thousands of dollars.
See, this
shows.
Is what people don't realize. Yeah. You know, we look at the ticket prices now, and that's Live Nation. It's a company. It's not Jim Koplik and Cross Country Concerts.
Yeah.
But you growing up, we're mortgaging your house and losing money on shows, and that's a part of it.
Well, I don't know how many people remember get that Social Security letter every year about how much they paid in Social Security year over year.
Yeah.
It comes once a year from the government, and every year I get it. I look back and I realize that 1977 and 78, I didn't pay any Social Security because I didn't take any salary because I had no money. So, and it all happened right around when Cole Park got canceled on me because of a Grateful Dead riot, and I had to pay a lot of bands to play, whether it be the Hartford Civic Center at the time, or the Springfield Civic Center, or the New Haven Coliseum, but I paid them a lot more money than I could make because Cole Park had 30,000 capacity, and the other buildings had a 10 or 15,000 capacity. So I kept, but I didn't want to lose my business and stop promoting shows. So I just lost money and lost money and lost money, and I was broke. I was broke for 2 years. I just lived off credit cards and things like that.
So when you say you lost money, you lost money, or did you just have the money in the suitcase somewhere?
No, I lost. I lost between 50 and 100 grand a night on the shows that were canceled.
Damn.
Out of there.
See, back then when he dropped a piece of cheese, he picked up and ate it.
Yeah, had to.
I don't care. That's the only cheese I got.
Right. You must have come up with some crafty ways to keep yourself fed and housed.
Credit cards. You should have seen. I had piles of credit cards. And I would take money off the credit cards, you know, cash advances. And I must have had 30 or 40 credit cards. My wife had 30 or 40 credit cards. Shelly had 30 or 40 credit cards. His wife had 30. We had piles of credit cards.
Wow.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
That's nuts. I didn't know there were 30 or 40 companies out there.
It was with different banks and
different countries.
Jeez.
Bank of Switzerland.
That's pretty
Mexico.
Incredible. Yep. So this is another part of that movie, right? So there's the beginning, and then there's the middle struggle.
It's a great movie.
Right? And then the end, I think there's, every time I talk to him, there's another movie. There's probably four or five Jimmy Koplik movies.
Seriously. More serious than Jason Bourne.
But 77, 78, that's when I started going to concerts. And I had Jimmy's name on all the tickets. Little did I know.
Yeah.
You know, you just assume the guy's a rich guy.
Yeah. There's credit cards getting cash advances.
Like, little did Electric Light Orchestra know that they came very close to not getting paid.
Yeah, couldn't afford the lights.
How bad you feel asking for that free ticket now?
Yeah, that's right.
It was just orchestra.
So you mentioned
there aren't too many people that remember that Visa used to be called Bank AmeriCard.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, right.
And I can't tell you how many Bank AmeriCards I use to pay Electric Light Orchestra and other things.
You're paying the light bill, basically.
Really? That's interesting.
You don't need all those lights, do you?
Just electric light. Just one light. Electric
Not made of money.
Light orchestra.
That's why Electric Light didn't bring your whole show.
Not lights orchestra.
It was like, we don't need all these lights plugged in.
Right. How about candle?
I got credit cards to pay.
Unplugged would be good.
Did you actually pay bands with credit cards?
No, I would run to the bank. Right on Whaley or on Church or something like that.
Put on a mask.
I'd walk up to them and I'd say, I need $2,000 off this credit card. They'd give me $2,000. I'd go back to the Coliseum and I'd give the band the $2,000.
That's incredible.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned Cult Park, Riot, Grateful Dead. Have we discussed this before?
I don't think so. That's a bad night.
Really?
All right. That's a bad night. I had such a great thing going and all of a sudden... It all came down.
Oh wow. We got to talk about that.
And more of this in a moment.
All right, that's coming up. Plus, This Day in History from Jim Coplick Presents Archives. Then we got to talk about Van Halen.
Of course.
Boy, we have a lot to talk about here.
We do.
First, we talked to you last week about Van Halen. Rumors going around that the original band with Michael Anthony going to do a show in Chicago. And then we asked you, would they tour? And you said probably because you're putting this whole team together. Any more news on that?
I haven't heard any more news, but I do believe it could happen. I keep hearing talk about the original band getting back together and playing. And as I said last week, if nobody gets together and plays one show, that's a very costly opportunity that you won't make any real money out of, because you'll end up not being able to afford all the buses and everything without writing it up over shows. So I keep hearing the same rumors that you hear, that it's going to happen. And I wouldn't be surprised if you see the original Van Halen on the road.
And you would think that that's going to be a stadium tour, so probably not a stop in Connecticut.
That is correct.
Damn.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That just Michael Anthony would take them from Xfinity
to
a stadium.
Yep.
I think you'll see very good support acts on the show, too.
Yeah. Ah.
He's going to have a really big head after this.
I feel like when Jimmy says, I think, I think he's
heard
stuff and doesn't feel like getting in trouble.
Right.
Blame
it's
him.
All code.
All right, we're going to keep tabs on that one. That's exciting. We asked you last time if you saw that Netflix special on the Firefest.
I sure did. I watched it. I watched it a couple of nights ago, and... These guys were idiots.
There you go. Good assessment of the situation.
I mean, this guy was a criminal right from the get-go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he never really got it together, and the idea was stupid. His first island he got had no electricity on it.
Right.
Kind of tough to do that, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, right there, if I was with the guy, I would have gone, well, you're an idiot. You're going to do a vessel on an island with no electricity on it?
It's not Gilligan's Island. We can have this bicycle that powers everything.
Yeah, so
and then he ended up with an island that had basically no hotels on it.
Oops. Right.
Everybody had to sleep in tents.
Yeah.
It's a fun thing to watch for me, because it's really how not to do a festival.
It shows people how hard your job is and how much expertise it takes.
Yeah.
People think, oh, you get a couple bands,
a
stage and lights. How hard can it be?
Bing, bang, boom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I always say to people, I do make a lot of money. My company pays me a lot of money, and they're not idiots. They pay me a lot of money because my job is really hard. Otherwise, if my job wasn't really hard, they wouldn't pay me a lot of money. So all I have to say is what everybody ends up seeing is the end result of my job.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't see the work it takes to get the artist on the stage.
Right. But also the experience of your years of doing it, you make it look easy because you know what to ask, you know what is needed.
You know what's going
on. And it's a very simple template for you. For this guy, it was completely the opposite.
Disaster.
But he was also operating under not let's put a great show together. How much money can we get out of people?
Right.
That's all it was about. Most of the bands were not even confirmed.
Right.
And then they actually teased about Blink 182, which is stupid because Blink 182 is a big act, and it would be great on a festival. And they made it sound like a joke. The whole thing was it's a folly.
Yeah.
But there are some great festivals to go to. stay in the United States.
Have you been a part of or heard other festivals being organized by idiots who, wow, they didn't think about bathrooms, or they didn't think about something simple like water, and now it's hot out, or something like that?
You mean like somebody who did Watkins Glen and didn't realize they should put garbage cans out?
Yeah. Well,
you
know, okay, I guess that's one.
Something like that,
We have that picture, by the way, that we posted last week on
Facebook.
But
you learn from it. That's the point.
You can't see it. I'm raising my hand, but you can't see it because we're on radio. But I'm raising my hand.
Are we number one again?
You know, the thing you did brilliant at Watkins Glen that I don't know if you saw Woodstock and picked it up from there or whatever, but your sound system, it was very advanced for that time. You had stacks of columns going out through the audience so you could hear the sound all the way at the end.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Yep, that was, thankfully, it was the Grateful Dead that thought of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
It was a high idea.
That'd be really cool. That'd be cool. We put speakers all the way down.
That's great.
So did they have an experience somewhere else where it didn't work out?
No, they were just sound freaks. As everybody who loves the Dead knows, they used to have the wall of sound. They were just sound freaks. They wanted their concerts to sound perfect, and they wanted the person 100 yards away to hear the music as well as the person that was in the front row.
Wow. That was very, very advanced.
Very nice of them, too.
That's how the Dead have always been, very fan-oriented. I ran their tours for a while. I know what it's all about.
Jimmy, during the break, was talking about a Queen show that's coming. We're going to ask him about that right on the other side. Let's start with Queen.
Yes. The band Queen is not going to hit Connecticut on this run. I'm hoping it will hit Connecticut on the next one. But we're going to do what's next best, which is we're going to put together a show which is called The Music of Queen. We're going to bring it to Oakdale, and we're going to have the New Haven Symphony play The Music of Queen. There will also be a vocalist come along with it. So it's something new we're going to try, see if it works. I think Queen's music is really good with a symphony orchestra, so we're going to try to put that. We're going to put it together. We're not trying. We actually are putting it together.
Is there a rock band with the orchestra?
We're talking about putting a rock band in front of the orchestra.
That's cool.
Nice.
That's cool.
Yes. So it should be very interesting. And if it works, we'll do it with other bands also.
So now the orchestra, does that come from New Haven?
It's the official New Haven Symphony Orchestra.
There you go. See? Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Mm. That's awesome.
Yep.
That's
cool.
And then now where do you get the vocals?
It comes along. There are people that are putting this together nationally, and they have the vocalists.
Gotcha.
Oh, nice. I saw that Tribute to Queen show at the Oakdale. It was amazing. They had multiple Queens, Freddie Mercury's.
Right. And young Freddie, early Freddie, you know, later Freddie.
No
Freddie.
You know what's nice about Freddie? There was never a fat Freddie like Elvis.
Right. Yeah, no. Yeah. He stayed trim the entire time.
Yeah, no, he was great the whole time. All right, so we'll look for that. And
We're going to announce it on February 4th.
Okay.
Okay.
And do you have a month?
It's going to be on April 13th.
Oh, well, there you go. We announced it then.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Look what happened.
Darn it.
Everybody keep it to yourself.
Yeah. No one talk about that.
That never happened.
Hush, hush.
David Crosby, you've told some interesting stories about that. Like, you actually got into a fight with David Crosby, right?
Twice.
Wow.
Twice.
Not once, but twice.
Right. Did he yell in harmony? Or?
And he had this whole thing where the band's pissed at him, right? Stills, Nash, Young. Didn't he make fun of Neil Young's girlfriend or something?
Now wife, Daryl Hannah, called her a slut or something like that.
Ooh.
And so Neil Young said he'll never play with David again. And then Graham wrote his book and told the truth about things that were well known in his book about David. And David then called Graham some very bad names. And Graham's one of the nicest people I've ever met. He, by the way, helped David through many years of abuse that David was doing.
Right.
So he should never have spoken about Graham like that, for sure. So Graham Nash then said, I'm never playing with David Crosby again. So he took care of the Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young problem, talking about Daryl Hannah, and then he took care of the Crosby, Stills and Nash possibility, talking about Graham nastily. So, he gets in fights with people.
So the most he could hope for is Crosby, Stills.
Right.
Well, I don't know. Listen, if he's trying to make up with people, he should come to me first.
Yeah. How did that, what was the last argument you had with him? How did that go?
It ended up, I got the limp handshake,
oh.
And then he completely turned around and paid no attention to me after I I made him $200,000 for making sure our show took place in at the Mohegan Sun Arena that they didn't want him there.
I'll smack him myself.
And why wouldn't they want him there? Yeah.
Because he said something very negative about Indians building casinos on non-tribal property. And he said he doesn't think they have the right to do that. And I got a call from the chief at that time, which was, I think, in 07, saying, so he doesn't want us off tribal property running any businesses. We don't want him on our property.
There you go. Done and done.
Damn.
Yep.
Technically, all property is their property.
Yeah, really.
If you want to get down to it's
called the United States.
Right. They were here first.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's a good line.
Yeah. And then, so you work that out. He comes, plays, makes $200,000, and he doesn't even want to know you.
No. No. Didn't want to meet me. Didn't want to say. Didn't even want to shake my hand. I mean, I wasn't looking for an apology because up at the Springfield Symphony Hall, he came charging at me once.
Oh, yeah, you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, actually, he tripped. Just the momentum kept going. like that boulder in
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Only this one had legs and feet.
He just couldn't stop himself. Yeah. Wow. And now he says he would like to play with those guys again.
Here's he probably needs some money.
We need a lot of really good music. So if I had a chance to talk to him, I'd sit down and say, hey, you know, I haven't changed. I'm the same up you started with in the first place. You knew who I was. And here I am. And I'm trying my best to be a decent guy. And if you want to make some music, I'd love to. I can't. I've changed. I haven't changed. I'm the same guy. I'm salty and sometimes irascible, but I'm trying my best. And I don't have any beef with those guys at all. I know they are imperfect, too.
He's a complete asshole.
Terrible apology.
What a terrible apology.
The worst.
I'm sorry you're a jerk.
I'm still an apology. You're still a jerk.
Yeah,
let's play together.
I'm sorry you suck.
How can you turn him down after that?
Right. That's a Hallmark card.
Seriously.
Yeah. That's what he sounds like?
All right. We got to hit a break here. Jimmy, thank you so much for coming on.
You got it, guys. All right. See you next week.
Sounds good. Man. Thank you.
Did you guys watch the Hell and Back Gordon Ramsay thing last night?
24 Hours to Hell and Back, yes.
Yep. That's it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a good
of course
show.
It did.
What'd you think?
Very happy ending, luckily. Didn't look so good at first.
Yeah, you're watching. You're like, holy crap.
Yeah.
This is bad.
Yeah.
You know what, though? I would have to say probably 90% of the restaurants in America, if you walk in, and walked into their coolers and walked into those situations, you're going to find something.
Keep in mind, they have to have, if they don't have that, there's no dramatic ending.
Exactly, right.
Peter.
Hello.
Hey.
Peter is the chef and owner of Stone's Throat. Really nice guy.
Very nice guy.
How much of that beginning part with the gross food was real?
Almost none of it.
Huh.
Really?
They filmed on Saturday with Chef Ramsay, and they kicked us out in the middle of service Friday night, didn't let us clean, didn't let us cover anything, and then brought us back in and opens up at 10 a.m., even though we were serving dinner menu, to make it look like we were serving dinner. So they had a lot of those things that they pulled out to show us got pulled out Friday night, and we're allowed to sit out.
Chicken.
And some of them, I wasn't able to see about the first 15 or 20 minutes of the show because we were still serving guests. But there was a scene with him holding a lemon in his hand that someone told me about. And it's kind of funny because what really happened is he went into the cooler, he pulled out an entire case of lemons. They were all fine. He dug his hand all the way down to the bottom of the case and pulled out one rotted lemon, which actually is the wrong size lemon. It's not the same size that we use. It was a much bigger lemon. So it wasn't even our lemon.
Right.
Planted.
There you go.
But the thing is, they're trying to make a point.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, seeing bad food is sexy and something everyone can understand. So, you know, they're trying to make a point that the restaurant was, you know, some of the standards had slipped. None of them had to do with sanitation. We've never scored below an A for our health inspection. So, but they, you know, they want to get the point across that things had slipped and things had gone by the wayside. And that's usually the easiest and most understandable way to do it.
I've heard this on every reality show that involved a restaurant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That they plant and they make it look, because you need to have that dramatic beginning.
You can't say it's fine here.
To have the middle and to have the end.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They got to make something to fix. And, you know, it's having a cracked tile on your kitchen floor really isn't sexy.
Yeah.
But having a chef who's not paying attention to the food, that's kind of sexy, especially with, you know, somebody as high caliber as Gordon Ramsay can come in and fix it.
I forgot that it was on. I tuned in at 8:40 and I caught the unveiling and the drama right before you opened.
Right. Yeah.
But Dave and AJ were watching it
right at
the beginning, and apparently they were putting food in front of the show. Like, smell this!
Yeah, the chicken, and everybody's almost puked.
Mm. Yeah, that was my my chef de cuisine, Eric, and they had pulled that chicken had been prepped on Thursday. They did not let us bring any food in after Wednesday, but that you know, chicken that comes in 2 days before would not be bad.
Right.
You know, 2 days later. And so they pulled the top layer or so off and then put it back in the next morning.
Gotcha.
Oh.
Right. And the oysters are, these are dead. Someone could die.
Yeah. Right.
Someone
right.
could die. Someone could
yeah.
die.
What was really funny about that was there was, when we left on a Friday night, there was a bag of fresh mussels that we had not opened yet in
mussels,
the cooler. And that was those mussels. And they were actually newer than some other mussels that he didn't pull out. That were already portioned, that were fine.
Wow.
Yeah. So somebody opened the bag, poured them into a pan, and let them get warm.
Right.
So.
What has been the reaction to that? Do you feel like it's an even trade? Like, okay, you make us look bad when it's not real, but then you give us a new dining room and we get on television?
I think it's more than an even trade. I think we end up the winners in a lot of ways. The reality of the situation is that we did get to work with a very high caliber, very good chef, and he had a lot of really good suggestions.
Yeah, I want that duck dish.
the duck was really popular last night, and you know, a lot of the dishes were very popular last night, and you know, they told a good story. I mean, the part about my wife's cancer and our family's experience with that was true.
Yeah,
and you know, the one thing I'm sad about is that Seymour Pink was involved with us heavily in the redo, and I didn't think they got mentioned enough, but we did have fundraisers for them last night. We raised close to $1,000.
Awesome.
Nice.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, good.
I love that wall that you have.
Yeah.
And the pictures.
That wall is beautiful, and it did bring Tara and me to tears. That was
nice.
The real part. It was it's beautiful. We have family members, some who are with us and some who are not, who've been affected by cancer on that wall, as well as a lot of the local people in the community.
Just pictures of local people
who've
been affected by cancer.
Yeah,
it's really moving.
Very
powerful.
What a job on that dining room. I haven't been in since they finished, but the before pictures, I remember.
Right.
Yep.
And then I saw what they did. I was like, holy crap.
I'm thinking road trip.
Yeah, it looks great.
It's really, really beautiful. And you know, we're all so happy with the way it looks. We bought the restaurant, and there was a lot of work to do here when we bought it. And quite frankly, we were able to do the bar and make it look really nice and had to do a lot of work in the kitchen. But then we ran out of time and money. And so we sort of had to slap a coat of paint onto the dining rooms, and we're never really able to finish it, and really brought it to what we kind of hoped it would be.
Awesome.
I thought that Chef Ramsay should have stayed in that old lady costume the whole time. That would have been really funny if you were being yelled at by Mrs. Doubtfire.
Look at this. Someone could die. Oh, this is terrible. Someone could die.
What was really funny about it is we kind of got wind when he was up in Vazie's that he was going to be here. We obviously didn't know that he was coming. So we got wind of it, and we thought it might be. So we told all the staff that the code word, if Gordon Ramsay were to walk in, is Grandma's here.
Grandma's
we had no idea that he was going to be dressed as Grandma.
Grandma.
Unbelievable.
Well, awesome. He might disappoint.
It's funny how the universe works.
Yeah.
Did you know he was there?
I'm sorry?
Did you know he was there?
I knew, yeah. One of the waitress, Kelly, came to me and said, Grandma's here. And, you know. That
and then you go out and you're looking for him.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
It's really Grandma.
Exactly.
Yeah. A very stocky Grandma.
And did they explain who those old ladies were that he was with?
Yeah.
I don't know who they were. They were very, very nice. And one of them knew of the old restaurant that we had. And so I spoke to them a little bit off camera, and they were sweet, but I don't really know them.
So when he's in there as Grandma, and he's supposed to be stealthy and undercover.
Yeah.
There's a camera crew there with him, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's hard to be stealthy.
He's fooling no one, and you know, we thought we were smart. We were calling all of our friends and saying, "Hey, come down on this day so you can say great stuff about the restaurant and everything, so they can't smash us on the show."
Nice.
And then the producers turned half of those people away.
Oh,
that's funny.
So there were people they had that they wanted to bring in, and then there were some of our people they wanted to bring in. So it was kind of a mix. So we weren't as smart as we thought we were.
At the end, you said you were going to miss him.
Yeah.
Do you really miss him?
I kind of do.
Really?
My one regret. Because
you freaked him out.
A lot of stuff we did was just for the shot, and then he would go away. I think that deep down inside, if you got sat and had a beer with a guy, he's probably a pretty nice guy.
Yeah.
So his BBC show,
and he's smart. So I would have loved to have talked to him.
The first time I saw him on the BBC show, he just talks to people.
He's a nice guy.
He's really just this intelligent,
down-to-earth person,
businessman, and gifted chef.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's none of the yelling. So I think when they brought him to America, they're like, "Yeah, in America, you gotta yell, and there's gotta be drama.
You gotta be an idiot, basically. Yeah.
Be crazy.
Yeah.
I think you're right, and you know, I would say that the last 3 hours with him during the relaunch, that was real. And a lot of times they didn't show it, but he'd be whispering to me about, you know, things to try. He'd be talking to the cooks about doing things the other way. They cut it up so that he was mostly yelling on the show. Like you said, they had to make him yell, but he was actually really helpful.
Nice. That opening, and, you know, the clock is counting down to 24 hours, and now you're about 4 minutes before the opening.
Yeah.
You're plating food, and he's saying, look at this. The right. Salmon skin is
this
ripped.
This is not how this it's supposed to look.
Was that drama real?
That drama was real, but it was sort of created. He gave us a time frame to do it, and then he cut the time frame in half halfway through it.
Gotcha.
Oh, that's good.
He tripped up a little bit.
They did a lot of that, you know, with the closing that Friday night. And then on the relaunch, we had something like 90 reservations, I think, and they sat about 60 of them all at one time. So, you know,
at first, no kitchen can keep up, and then eventually
we were able to catch up and get it out.
Right. No, but I like that they're going to throw scenarios at you to just freak you out and see how you operate under pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that does happen.
Yeah. Your bus will pull up. So. Exactly. Like there's 90 senior citizens outside. They're all hungry right now.
You know, the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. The big joke you get in a restaurant is, hey, a bus just pulled up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. We're closed.
That's what it feels like, too.
So you had a viewing party there last night. Who was there?
Wow. You know, there were a lot of regular customers, a little bit of family and some friends. And I have to tell you, the atmosphere here in the restaurant was so warm and friendly. We had people cheering and yelling and getting involved in the show. And we had 30 of the people from Seymour Pink in one of the dining rooms. It was a real happy, comfortable atmosphere. It was a great feeling. It really was. And we got calls from all over the country during the show. People really wanted to talk to Tara.
Nice.
They really wanted to talk
it's
to
beautiful.
Her and support her. It was beautiful.
Nice.
Did you keep the same menu? And is the presentation, the standard still as high? So if there's a skin ripped on the salmon, do you send it back? And
absolutely.
Nice.
Skin ripped on the salmon, it doesn't go out. Salmon's not cooked right. Something's not cooked right, it doesn't go out.
That's tough.
He
just the skin. I almost want to push a vegetable against it. Let's hide it.
Right.
That's a piece of salmon.
No, I would rather throw it away.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, that's great. Yeah. So he revitalized, re-energized your
the
career.
The standards, yeah.
Yeah, the standards. Yeah. You're back in the game now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I'm back in the game, and I feel like I haven't felt in a lot of years.
That's great.
That's awesome, man.
What I love about the show, it's part cooking. So if you're into cooking, you're going to love that.
Yeah.
It's part remodeling show.
Yeah.
And so if you're into that, there's something for you. And then it's part therapy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And where he's talking to you and connecting with you.
Yeah.
And it's really, there's no other show like it.
I didn't know you cooked duck skin side up. So now I know.
So AJ learned something about cooking.
I learned
cooking.
Some, yeah.
Let's not forget the dash of cross-dressing that's involved as well.
That's right.
Right.
And
right.
It was cross-dressing.
Exactly. Right.
It was actually skin side down.
For everyone.
Yeah, accessorized, yes.
Well, I can't wait to get there now. I think you're going to be mobbed this weekend.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
I think so. And, we're getting a lot of good response. And a lot of people who like us are kind of crawling out of the woodwork and telling us so.
The one thing you can't fake, and that just comes right through the screen and grabs you, is that you and your wife are just great people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice family. Very nice
that
family.
Came right through. Nice family, great staff.
Yep.
I can't wait to go there and try it. And we're looking forward to doing our monthly meal there.
Want that duck.
Thank you. Yeah. We'll have duck ready for you.
Awesome.
Thank you, Peter. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Peter Ham, chef owner of Stone's Throw. And I think you could look that episode up online. It's probably up on YouTube if you want to watch it. It was really something else. Oh, I love these two people.
Catching up over here.
Really? The last time I think we had Sue in, we called her Sergeant Sue.
Sergeant Sue,
The West Haven Police Department. Oh. You're retired now, right?
I am, yes.
And the last time we had Richie Borer in, he was the mayor of West Haven.
Right.
And I was just telling him, you look so much happier
now. Happier, yeah.
Things are a lot more relaxed, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, you don't have a whole town coming at you every 5 seconds.
No.
Right?
And if you're from West Haven, you understand, you know, it's a tough town.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Pelos Forks, and that's like not a good day.
And it's funny, you're a Democrat. It's the Democrats you have to watch out for.
You know, it's true. And, you know, when they talk about politics, they say hardball politics. In West Haven, it's kill the man with the ball.
That's right.
Yeah. And exactly. I had the ball a long time.
Yeah, that's right. No, you did. You had a great run there.
You did.
And then you went off to be the president of Goodwill New England?
Goodwill Southern New England.
Southern New England.
Look at that, see?
AJ, when he took over, Goodwill Industries were kind of, you know, in these shoddy kind of crunchy places.
Yeah.
And not known for, you know, being able to go and get good stuff.
Exactly.
And you look at now. They have beautiful stores.
Pam shops.
Brand
there.
New places.
Yes, they do.
Well, who don't? I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, they help so many people, and they don't ask the state for any money.
No. See that?
Who would have thought?
Who?
Right? No, I'm really happy for his success. Such a nice guy.
Seriously, yeah.
And Sue is the best.
Nope.
We knew her when she was Officer Sue.
Right.
Then she was Sergeant Sue, and now she's retired.
She had handcuffs and everything.
Retired Sue.
Yeah, she's retired Sue.
It's cool.
So... Great day to talk about running into the ocean.
Yep. Hey, that's the whole part of the icy part.
That's right. It's the icy plunge.
Yeah, if it's held in like June, who cares?
Right.
That's called exactly. The beach.
I drove by this morning on my way here, and I'm like, oh, my God, who would do this?
We've done it. We've all done it. Yeah.
It's going to be warmer, though.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's an excellent point. Today is not the day.
Yeah.
No.
What, it's Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday. We had one of those days years ago.
You had to break the ice.
Remember it was actually icy. It was icy on the bottom. It was icy on the bottom of the water. And the funny part was that was the year you wanted me to record everybody, their reaction going in the water. So I had my phone in, and I remember I'm running down the beach, and everybody hit the water. When they hit the water, they hit the ice underneath, and they went down like caribou, man. Boom, 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 boom. They all went down. This one kid in front of me goes down. And I'm like, and I'm recording it. And he took me at the knees, and I flipped, boop, lost my phone somewhere. Somewhere there's a crab on my phone walking around, styling. And then the stupid phone company's like, well, we need the phone back. I'm like, well, good luck, go fishing, because it's down there somewhere in West Haven.
That's funny. I was running along the ocean the other day, and I thought I heard a cell phone going off. That must have been you.
Hello, Red Lobster.
If it was a flip phone, it was AJ's.
Yeah.
This is... It's West Haven Breast Cancer Awareness Program celebrating its 20th anniversary.
Yeah.
And that's where all the money goes, right?
Right. And so this was 20 years ago that it started. A group of employees, officers, and city officials all got together because, you know, we were trying to raise awareness, but we lost a loved one, somebody that worked in the school system, someone that we all know.
Wow.
Still friends with their family. And that was the engine that drove it. And so this committee has been doing a great job for the last 20 years, raising over $700,000 over the last year. No administrative costs. All of it goes for research, for development, support networks for family.
Wow.
You know, and prevention. Yeah. You know,
that's awesome.
They get down to a science, too. I mean, you get there, it's like a conveyor belt. You know, you go in the one room there, you sign up, you hand your envelope over, whatever.
That part of it.
Yeah, they give you like a blanket, or they give you a really cool hoodie and stuff like that. Then you wait outside, and they bring you down. It's all totally organized.
Yeah, no, you go
fire
into that
water waiting for you.
A convention center, and there's just this energy.
Yeah.
Everyone knows what they're about to do.
Right.
But then when you come back in, it's all love, and everyone's like, we did it!
Yeah. Exactly, right. My nipples will soften in a moment. And the other part of me will show up again later.
Is that an innie?
It is now. Yes, I have an elevator button. I appreciate it. Thank you.
So registration starts Sunday, or Saturday. Saturday, February 2nd, Seven Rock Beach, 9:30. Starts at 8 a.m.
Yep.
Seven Rock Conference Center. And we're linked up at WPLR.com. Anything we need to add here? Is this the final plunge? Am I reading it's the final plunge?
You know, I think the answer to that is that the committee's getting really tired. A lot of people have retired.
Oh.
And we have to say that Beth Szabo has been, you know, the person that has organized this. She's still a city employee. Yeah. I think she might be thinking of retiring. I don't know.
Right.
You know, but she's one of the best employees the city of West Haven ever hired. She does so much for the community, and she's the one that's been driving this. So I think the general feel is it's time to pass the torch, you know, and get some other folks that want to partake. So if any listeners all of a sudden say, hey, we want to continue on with the great movement of, you know, helping helping families, please
show up.
Otherwise,
show up Saturday, talk to people.
The final splashdown.
Yeah, the other part is it's we've been doing it for 20 years. And, I mean, honestly, the community has just been amazing to think. And there have been some tough years, you know, where, you know, financially people don't have it, but we would somehow still be able to raise all that money. And I feel like at some point you think we go to the same people every year. And it's, you know, so I think that was what it was too. But, you know, it is a it's a beautiful event. It is. It's beautiful. You see people.
You feel so good afterwards.
And, well, you can't go anywhere and say, raise your hand if you don't know anyone who's been affected by cancer.
Exactly. Yeah.
And, you know, everybody knows somebody.
It's a shared experience.
And sometimes, unfortunately, multiple people.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's do this. Linked up at WPLR.com. So great to see you.
Nice to see
Richie. Oh, yeah, my God, he's so happy now.
You too.
Right. It's, it has to be some. So when you pick up a paper or look on the internet and you see, like, the West Haven's having, like, a problem, you're like, yeah, good for you.
Dimmatize.
Not mine.
Major flashbacks.
He starts to swivel over again.
He wishes him nothing but the best, but he's glad he's not in the middle of the storm right
now. Damn straight.
Yeah, nice job with Goodwill Industries.
Thank you.
And Officer Sue, thanks for everything you did protecting.
Thank you.
And what you continue to do for the community. You never stopped.
Well, you guys too, though, honestly. You guys have always been
We get paid pretty good to do good work.
Support. Yeah.
We do.
But you've always been very supportive.
Yeah, no, we're here for you. Thank you, guys.